This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I think we're going to learn a lot about the company. They've had about three or four different press releases out in the last 30 days. We're talking no other than Blue Diamond Ventures. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. And with us today is Joshua Alpert. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Just want everybody to know you are the CEO and chairman of the company. Since the last time you've been on the show, I think it was back in July, a lot of new listeners have come on our platform. Would you give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do?
Okay, listen, Blue Diamond Ventures is focused on sustainable projects in the cannabis industry. We have our three core tracks that we're on. One of them is the real estate. The second one is cannabis clean, our cleaning and sanitation. And the third one is our relationship with technologies out of Israel. And so what we've tried to do is take all the projects and sort of put them in one of these tracks and then start to build bridges between these tracks and create synergy that can spread through the whole company.
You know, I was reading about your company on some press releases about a week or two ago. Why has the leaseback model become so popular in the cannabis industry?
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, traditional investors are always risk averse. Everybody wants big gains, but in the end, people look for places where they can put their money where it's secure.
Absolutely.
And because of the uncertainty in the cannabis industry, there's been a hesitation to invest in actual farms or to invest in products or to invest in the actual nuts and bolts of the cannabis industry. So the industry has found a way to provide traditional investors with a way to put in money, which is to build the facilities for the operators and to lease the facilities in a traditional real estate format that leaves the investors totally unconnected from the plant.
I see.
So we see companies like IIPR, which is a, you know, Innovative Industrial Properties, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange, that is doing leasebacks in the cannabis industry. And the reason why they're able to list on the New York Stock Exchange is because they've set up the structure to insulate and isolate themselves from the actual plant.
Give us some updates of your activities in Canada and what's so special about July 2018?
Well, July 2018 is, when the recreational market is slated to start in Canada. And so we're hoping that two things happen around that date. One is with the recognition that on a recreational basis, millions of people are already using it in Canada. This is going to allow us to really get the focus on the medical projects that we're working on. And right now, I mean, the scientists in the medical community are very interested in promoting legalization overall. But we're really interested in the targeted therapies and the real medical research. And we think that once the recreational becomes law in Canada, then there'll be a good line to divide these two things. I mean, we're building a facility for Quality Green in Canada and on our real estate side. We're bringing the Cannabis Clean program and protocols into grow facilities in Canada. And we're also bringing technologies from Israel into Canada. So all three of our core track of projects is related to the Canadian market, and the combination of excitement there around investment and the federal government embracing it has really made Canada, sort of the main area of activity for us right now.
Our guest today that we're highlighting, the company is Blue Diamond Ventures. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, Josh Alpert. Josh, I was reading about your company. You guys are inking a deal, or you inked a deal with Quality Green. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, we signed the deal with Quality Green. And, you know, interesting thing, one of the things that's happened in Ontario is there's been a recent announcement that the provincial government is going to be running all of the dispensaries. And so it means the people with the growing licenses now completely understand their distribution structure. They don't have to worry about selling it. They just have to grow it. And so small growers like Quality Green have an opportunity to expand now under the direction of Health Canada. So what we've done is we brought the leaseback model to Quality Green and said, here's a way where you could have another facility without having to go to the bank and borrow the money, to leverage the fact that you have a customer in the provincial government that will buy pretty much as you can grow. Because the province is going to be opening 150 dispensaries over the next 2 years. So the timing worked out very well, and Quality Green stepped up, signed an LOI and agreed to terms, and we're working on the final lease with them now, and it is an inked signed deal.
So you guys are in the progress of signing a letter of intent.
Yeah, we signed it already with them.
Okay, you signed a letter of intent. And does that mean that you guys are going to own 100% of Quality Green?
No, we're going to own the facility that we built for them.
I see.
We're not acquiring them as a company. We're building a facility for them and leasing it to them. So Blue Diamond Ventures will own the facility.
Got it. Speaking of building, I also, in my research, you guys are building 12 facilities, some in the U.S., some in Canada. How are you guys financing that?
Well, that's being done through a 506C structure where we've set up a fund. And the Quality Green is the first project that's in that fund. And so as each individual project is signed, then it gets split off into its own special purpose entity. And then the 506C structure allows us to go out and bring the investors into that special purpose entity, and they know they're investing in this specific building, let's say for Quality Green in Toronto. And so we thought that we would just have a overall fund that people would invest in, but the way the restriction and the regulation is, we had to identify the specific building and operator that's going to be on the lease, then we're authorized to bring the funds in for that project.
You know, more and more CEOs that I speak with every day and every month, especially in this space, the cannabis space and cannabis oils and cannabinoids, there's something special going on over in Israel. I read that you guys are going to open up an office. Can you give us a little bit more of what's going on over there?
Yeah, in Israel, like Canada, in Israel, we find opportunities for all three of our core tracks. And again, I can't emphasize enough, a lot of people have looked at what we're doing and say, wow, you guys got a lot of moving parts. You guys got so much stuff going on. But in reality, it's these three core tracks of real estate, sanitation, and technology. And so what we've been able to find in Israel is, first of all, a laboratory that's helping us develop the next generation of sanitation standards for the cannabis industry. That work is going on in Israel right now. We've also been able to find collaborations with Can10, which is one of the leading cannabis groups, to bring their education and leadership program into North America. And then we've also been able to find investors who are interested in helping to finance farms and construction in the United States, because they want to find a way to get into the American and Canadian cannabis markets, but they're restricted from what they can invest in by the Israeli government. So these real estate and leaseback opportunities appeal to Israeli investors as well. So we have actually found in Israel a receptive audience for all three of the tracks that we're involved in right now.
The company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day is Blue Diamond Ventures. I think they've turned the corner. They're definitely undervalued where they're at in their stock price. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BLDV. Josh, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think what I'd like to do is just talk a little bit more about what we're doing with Cannabis Clean. Cannabis Clean has made a name for itself in the industry doing a sort of a high level of janitorial services for growers, dispensaries, and processors. And what the work product that's coming out of Israel now is going to allow us to go in, and we're using a model for sanitation which was perfected in the energy sector, energy services sector. And what that is every building is different. So when I go in to save money in a building, I have to look at this building. Then I go out and I take proven solutions and I employ them in that building. And then I do a process of systems integration where I turn all those different systems into one comprehensive procedure and set of protocols. So we're trying to apply that same idea to the sanitation industry, where we're taking proven solutions, like the parasitic acid treatment from Eltron that we published, and other types of antibacterial and antimicrobial technologies. We're implementing them. Each building is a little different, but we're using the same technologies, and we're using kind of a systems integration approach to define a single set of protocols so that the growers, the processors, have a guideline where they know if they follow these instructions and use these products and procedures, they're going to pass the compliance and the testing that they need to pass. So this is really one of the exciting things that we're doing, because it touches so much on building and construction, because we're sanitizing those buildings. It touches on the research in Israel, and it also touches on the technology of applying sort of the Internet of Things and data collection to these buildings in an effort to raise the level of sanitation.
Well, you bring out a very important part about that process. If I was a new listener and I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock?
You should go and buy our stock because I took over as the CEO for Blue Diamond approximately a year and a half ago. And what I recognized at that time was this was really a unique time for the OTC markets. With what's been happening in cryptocurrencies and ICOs, and the way people are looking at fundraising, and the way people are collaborating with public-private partnerships, and the credibility is, we've been able to take this structure of a small cap OTC company and apply the basic business development principles that we've used for 40 years in our company. And so what we're doing is bringing real skills from outside of this environment to bring some creativity and some new approaches into the pink sheets. So people are seeing us do in the pink sheets what's normally reserved for companies that are in the NASDAQ and the QX, because we're taking a very hard science development long-term approach, although we exist in an area that normally takes much more of a short-term approach to profitability.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Josh, I wish you nothing but success. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we're doing.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.